Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast, everyone. This is the before Christmas edition.
No, there's one more before Christmas, Bobby.
Well, this is the one
before Christmas.
The before Christmas edition holiday season, because we also celebrate Hanukkah here.
Oh, yeah, it's this week, right?
Hanukkah starts the 17th, I believe.
I don't know.
17th.
I usually find out about Hanukkah when my dad's...
Hanukkah starts the 17th because it runs into Christmas this year, actually.
Got it.
I
find out about Hanukkah when my dad's Christian girlfriend emails me Happy Hanukkah. That's when I know it's Hanukkah.
Well, you see, I've always been known as a mensch in the Jewish community.
You were a rabbi's assistant.
And so I was a rabbi's assistant. But they do change every year. This year, I believe it's on the 17th.
Okay.
And...
So this is our Hanukkah edition.
Well, all I know is one thing.
Mike Vecchione is protesting Hanukkah by not being here today?
That's what it is. He's an anti-Semite. He said that Hanukkah Harry didn't give him any Yelp last year. And that's why he's doing this. And I can't believe it. And all my friends named Moish and Avi and all those times, and Abraham... I can't believe what's going on here. And the Moses movie is coming out, the Exodus of this week.
Now, Mike actually pulled a Bobby Haha move. He canceled today at like around 11:30 this morning, saying his girlfriend's car got towed. He has to go deal with that. Bobby Haha-esque.
Bobby Haha-esque. That means he's getting laid, him and his girlfriend. You know what I mean? She must have got off today. He's getting laid because, you know, that's a bullshit story if I ever heard of it.
I mean, it's possible. Although, usually in a story at 8, they leave parking tickets instead of towing you.
What tow? They don't tow.
I mean, they could theoretically, but... Bobby's also chewing some... You're just going to fall all over. Try not to get...
It's not falling anywhere. I'm going to do a commercial for Nabisco, which I usually don't. But, you know, our friends out there, our listeners, come on, once a year, you don't buy a box of Mallow Mars and have them with a nice iced coffee? Come on. These are the shit, my man.
Get the Malamars, everyone. It's in addition to celebrating Hanukkah, it's also Bobby Haha's birthday week.
It was my birthday week, which was not a great one. I had like a food poisoning last week, which led me almost to suicide. But then I said, I can't let you guys off that easy.
Yeah, that would be... Well, if you do kill yourself, it would probably be our highest-rated podcast.
Oh, the ratings go through the roof, and you two become famous now. So it's like...
So what I'm hearing is it's a real shame you didn't go through with it.
Right. That's why I didn't do it, because it would help you and my
career. You didn't want to help our careers.
Right.
That was the only thing stopping you from going over the edge.
Years ago, Marty Fisher...
It might give us a rating spike.
Marty Fisher and Al Martin once told me that. At lunch, years ago, we were playing poker. And they both said, this is like 2004 or something. Even at that point, they said, I should die. It'd be good for my career.
I could see that.
Yeah. Doesn't they have a Christmas party this week?
Tonight.
Get out of here!
9 p.m.
I thought they said it was the 15th.
It's whatever today is. It's Monday. It's a Monday. It's today the 15th? Yeah. Today is the Monday the 15th.
15th. Wow. We have to go over there, Ben. We have to make a stop because Al Martin has been good to us over the years. Very good to me.
Although he hasn't booked me since he was a guest here and you told him you hated my comedy. Thanks, Bobby.
He didn't do it because he knows you get booked there all the time anyway. You've been working there a lot. Let other guys get a little work in here and there. One thing about Al, he's a fair guy. He's a cheap guy, but he's fair.
He's fair.
He is a very fair guy. You know that. And I've known him for a long time. Me and him have been very good friends. And... I have a lot of respect for the man. He's a great father. He's a decent guy. You know, like I said, he's cheap. A lot of people are cheap in his life. But there's some real scumbags out there, and he is not a scumbag. That's one thing you got to give the guy.
Give him that.
Some of these comedy club guys are scumbags. You know that, Ben.
We won't name names,
but you know, some of them are scumbags. Al is definitely not a scumbag. And I also like his children, Lady D, Melinda, the older one. I see her in a while.
Sam.
I haven't seen her in a while. She's nice, too. You know what I mean? He's got a nice family and everything. And they're going to give you the fair shake.
Yeah.
I like the way he does that. Like, even when he was really tight with me, if I would call up, he wouldn't put me on the the hotline all the time. Because he told me, right? He says, Bobby, you know, other people have to get on.
Oh, I know. I was making a joke in passing. No, I'm not making a thing.
I'm making a compliment to the guy for the Hanukkah coming up this week. You know, he's a little on the Jewish side.
All right.
Maybe you go for some nice corned beef at the Carnegie Deli tonight and some pastrami. How about that, Al? If you're listening, a little pastrami from the Carnegie Deli would not be bad.
You mean after the Christmas party?
Yeah, like take me out there. He was taking me.
I thought you were saying he should get everyone.
No, after the Christmas party, he was taking me to the steakhouse. Okay. Yeah, so and Ernie, you know Ernie?
I know Ernie.
Ernie's a great guy. He's been there for years. Ernie. Yeah, and he's taking us to the steakhouse one year.
All right, let's get to some topics, Bobby.
That's all the topics I'm thinking of. I've been going to parties all week. This week coming up, eating up a lot of food and shit, getting fat. If there's any professional diet people out there, can you send me a good diet I could use?
Don't go to parties. There's your diet.
Oh, for Christmas,
Stop eating Malamars.
Just a couple. Malamars. I'm going to leave them here for your roommate. See, I'm such a nice guy.
Such a nice guy.
Okay, you were chopping
through the I'm like nice guys. There was an Australian hostage situation in Sydney. I was just
listening to it.
Just resolved. The gunmen who held like 100 people hostage.
But two died. Two died and him.
How do you hold 100 people hostage with just one gun?
I think he threatened with bombs and things like that he had there, and he was throwing a lot of terrorist threats around, but he was a lone guy.
Lone psycho.
Right, that he, all of a sudden, he wanted to be the flag for the ISIS or something?
Yeah.
For Vecchione's Italian ISIS?
All right, Bobby.
No, I think he was trying to put up a sign for Vecchione's Italian ISIS. That's what he meant, the guy. That's what started the whole problem.
It was a miscommunication.
Yeah, that's what it was. Okay. The guy's an idiot. And
he's an idiot. Good thing he's dead. Too bad innocent lives are lost.
Exactly. And then he had all those people held for, almost 2 days now?
It was 16 hours. Yeah,
that's a long hostage.
See, I feel like stuff like this encourages other lone idiots to do it on their own, too.
See, I'll be honest with you. I would have probably died right there. Because I would have went after him.
As you should.
You know what I mean?
One guy, I understand if it's two or three or four, but one guy, he's not looking the right way.
I figure I'm going to die anyway.
Yeah.
I'm one of those guys.
Might as well go out with a chokehold. Right,
he knows it was a guy who was a United States Marine. He's going to kill you anyway.
Yeah.
So you got to just go right for the shot first. Take the first shot you can. Use any weapon of opportunity.
Yeah. I'm glad it got resolved at least.
They did a good job.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't pull the Russian move where they gassed the entire place.
Oh, that was horrible.
But that worked, too. They killed all those fucking terrorists.
The Chechens.
Yeah.
Just like the time in Waco.
Yeah.
With the Koresh, David Koresh and his group.
Yeah, that was... They didn't gas everyone asleep there. They just burnt them alive, which is...
I don't know.
A little harder PR there.
Yeah, but you never know. The guy was a sicko, too. What about the other guy with the Kool-Aid?
Oh, there are a lot of sickos.
Jimmy Jones was the sickest. He killed over, 900 or 1,100 in that
But he didn't. They decided to. He didn't, put a gun to their head.
No. If they didn't drink the Kool-Aid, they got shot.
Oh. Well,
by his main guys. No, they different. Were. Some of them drank it, voluntarily. A lot of them didn't want to or wanted to leave. And they were shot leaving the compound.
Oh, well, that's different.
I don't know if you knew that.
Did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Koresh was not just saying, drink it or go. No. The only one I think they all volunteered was the one in California with the Comet.
Heaven's Gate, the Comet guy. I thought that was that one.
No. Jimmy Jones was the guy with 900 people in Guyana.
That was the South American one. Okay. All right. Well, here's the interesting side note / fucked up thing. During the Sydney hostage situation, Uber Australia's prices for cabs went up five times the regular amount. They just started gouging people for rides because no one wanted to take the metro because it was shut down anyway.
Yeah, in India they threw them out in Delhi because they raped a girl, one of the Uber drivers.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know about
that. New Delhi, India has thrown Uber out.
But Uber seems to be evil as shit with those pricing mechanisms where it just
and keeps not only that,
gouging you during tragedies. Holy shit.
Not them. You know the light, the other one?
But I did take an Uber on Thursday and it was convenient.
Okay, you know the light, the other one?
Lyft?
Lyft, whatever it is. I paid the guy cash. Mm-hmm.
And they still charge your credit card?
Yeah, then when I try to call, you can't talk to them on the phone. You gotta, like, negotiate, and they still didn't do it.
Huh.
They said, oh, next time? So I never used them again. I never used Uber once after that.
Yeah.
Because I never drink and drive.
That's good. Sony got hacked.
Oh, yeah.
Bunch of emails getting released.
I love that.
A lot of shady shit going on.
A lot of racial stuff going on, too, with the big bosses at Sony.
I didn't see the racial. Oh, you didn't see the thing she said about them arguing with each other over movies and stuff.
Hold on, you didn't see the one about the woman, the president there, the big boss?
No.
Telling the other guy, so what do you think Obama, when he was going to go to the White House or something, that guy Rubin or something, and she goes, well, what do you think he's going to like? Are you going to talk about 12 years a slave or Jabang Django or what about the other one, the Kevin Hart movie? Cop.
I like that you're giving her a southern twang for this act out.
Well, she is from the down south.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, she actually made these statements, and they said the big ones aren't coming out till Christmas.
Ooh.
Whoever hacked that. And I think it was the North Koreans that hacked them because
of that movie they
made about, you don't make a movie about Kim Jong-un.
Don't fuck with North Korea.
No, not with his hairdo either, man.
Nuh-uh. Now, here's what's interesting is Sony is going on the offensive, blaming the media for reporting about this.
Like, they don't know.
Well, no, they're blaming the media to saying that they shouldn't report it. As if, like, all the blogs wouldn't pick it up anyway and people would see it that way. So,
listen, they make their living off the media.
Oh, yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, they want the media to shut up.
Right.
When they're having their publicists call the media.
Yeah.
Yeah. So-and-so did this and this, just so they can get their name in the paper.
Right.
Now you got your name in the paper, something you didn't like. And I don't think James Franco's going to like it that Seth Rogen got $8 million and change for the movie. He only got 6.9. They both did the same thing, wrote and started it.
Yeah, what can you do?
No, now the salaries and everything, that the women are getting less money in the movies.
Right.
And all these other things are starting to come out. And they said the big one they're going to have just in time for Christmas.
Well, the bigger point is, though, anyone's email, if you send enough emails, you'll probably have something shitty that you write in one of them,
No, I've never written anything that would be considered foul, bad, racist, or anything like that. Never. I've never said anything bad in an email.
You save that all for the podcast. Boom.
No, I don't even do that. I think I'm very nice here to listeners. I never say anything bad about Mike Vecchione having those sores on his lips and things.
His hairpiece.
That's what I said, hairpiece.
Yeah.
I didn't say, what you thought I said?
And I said hairpiece. That's what you say.
And I never say anything bad about you and your bad comedy, but because I'm a good guy.
No, you're a good guy. You don't mention my bad comedy.
Right. I never mention anything bad about nobody.
Oh, by the way, I put up the audiobook that we did as a bonus episode. It's not an episode number. It just says bonus this week. I put it out.
Very good. I think it was very good.
So,
I think,
in time for Christmas.
I think me and your father did a great job on that.
I did a good job, too.
You did. It was funny. Yours makes it get a little comedy to it.
Yeah, well, I did the straight no humor Russian.
No, that is reading. Makes humor. That makes
right,
humor.
Right. But humorless little boy found machine gun. Nothing lives right. In woods anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I think we all did a good job on that.
It's a good little fun thing.
And it's an actual good book. It's a great coffee table book. It brings up conversations because it's not the usual children's book, so you can't really read it to children. So it's a good coffee book to have in your house when other adults come over, and it's got great illustrations, and you open it up, and you say, here, look at this. It's a great conversational starter.
Absolutely.
If people have a party. I give you that much, Ben. Thank Even though you, I don't Bobby. Like you, I give you that much.
You're so kind, Bobby. As one reviewer on Amazon wrote, this makes for a great coffee table book at a morgue. It's a real Amazon review.
Wow.
So.
At a morgue. There's a lot of morgues around. You can sell a lot of books.
Yeah, I should do that, maybe. Next topic, North Carolina teen. They're trying to figure out if it was a suicide or if he was lynched, as his mom claims.
I think he was lynched.
I wouldn't be surprised.
The kid was doing everything good. They found, first of all, he wasn't wearing his own shoes.
Well, someone said he's like a 17, 18-year-old black kid. He was banging some, like, 40-year-old white woman.
Not only that, in the area, in the white trail area where they found him.
Yeah.
Also, the shoes he was wearing were not his.
Hmm.
The sneakers. He had brand new Air Jordans on. He was wearing some cheap like sneakers when they found him, and a different belt that he was hung with. And he's not tall enough. He's only 5'9". How did he reach that thing at 7'5" to kill himself?
Hmm. Well, I'm sure they'll do a court.
Well, now they're going to do a court, but first they weren't even going to give an investigation. Right. Yeah. The police just said, oh, it's a suicide.
Yeah, because, you know.
I believe this might have been murder. And I've also talked to a few police officers. They believe the thing in Missouri was a righteous shot. A shoot.
In because, the Ferguson one.
Yes. Because the guy did attack the police officer once. He attacked a man in the store. Then he did attack this police officer. Punched him in the face. Went for his gun after him caught. And maybe he was coming at him again. Even with the hands up, whatever. He still was coming at him, maybe. I'm not saying, I don't know, I wasn't there.
That one is more debatable than the Staten Island one.
But these two cops who I talked to also said the Staten Island one was a joke.
Should have been indicted.
He should have been indicted. Or I don't think he intended to murder him, but he should be fired and maybe get a little time in jail for manslaughter or something.
Yeah.
Because there was no need.
None.
For that kind of use of force for a guy who was thought of to be selling cigarettes at that time because he's been caught many times doing it before.
Right.
But at that time, at that day, he was not.
Yeah.
And he was getting tired of them just picking him up for no reason. And the guy, according to what everyone really says about the guy, and you can look at the guy. I don't think he's a bad guy. Like,
no,
he didn't even have that kind of face.
Small size.
Yeah,
like
he's
street
to try to help because he has bad health. He's trying to help
violent.
His family.
Yeah.
You know, a little hustle there, a little hustle there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that.
But
one was,
that was way overboard.
That one was way worse than
and
that.
And plus, they arrested him 30 times. The same cop, the little guy.
Oh.
And he knows the guy never once resisted.
I bet you they played fucking high school football against each other, and
the guy was a big
lineman, bullied him, and he's getting back
at him. No, he never resisted the guy before.
Right.
So now all of a sudden you're going to just put this kind of an attack on this guy?
I don't know.
Even if the guy's got his hands up and says, you're not going to touch me right now.
Bobby just spilled a bunch of some sort of
Willy Wonka nerds came out of my pocket.
Candy all over
my
couch.
It's not going to hurt the couch.
Look, the only bright side of this North Carolina teen thing is at least it wasn't the cops that did it this time. Well, maybe it was. Who knows, right? Maybe that's why they didn't investigate. That would be a fucking... That'd be a good movie.
But there's also black-on-white crime, too. And there's black-on-Spanish, Spanish-on-black. Everyone. We just gotta... They do have to do something with the grand juries with these police officers.
Yeah.
I think the cameras helps. The grand juries cannot be done by the regular prosecutor in that area because they work with these police officers.
Of course, yeah, they're going to be biased. I watched.
So you're going to need a special grand. They do. And the protests were nonviolent, basically, except for certain idiots. But the people were just trying to say, let's make it fair.
Yeah.
That's all. Make it fair. Because it's not fair that this guy did not get indicted in Staten Island. All those cops should have got indicted in Staten Island. Every single one, all four of them that were on top of him, holding him down, should have been indicted.
And indicted doesn't mean convicted.
Convicted.
It just means
they have to go through the process.
Go to a trial. They should go through
the
process.
They should go through the process.
Yeah.
Like everyone else.
Right. If you choked out some guy on the street, you'd get indicted.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Indicted.
If me, I
get convicted for just even looking at a guy wrong in the street. No, but just like these guys that just come out of jail, you see, they've spent 25, 20 years in jail, 23 years in jail. Right here, there's a case in Astoria I'll tell you about when I was in prison.
Which time?
This was the time where I did 5 years in the New York State Department of Corrections.
Okay.
This I was already in like 3 years something. And Clinton Dannemora. This tall Greek kid from over here, Astoria, he had to be like 6'5". But real skinny, like he weighed like 140 pounds.
Okay. Not so much Zorba the Greek.
No, this kid was like just a real skinny, like 22-year-old. He was scared to death to be in there.
Kind of like Tony Kukoc looking. Tall, lanky.
Even skinnier.
Although he's Croatian, I think. But
even skinnier.
Close.
Tony Kukoc, much bigger, you know, stronger. Now, no one would ever admit to being a rapist in there. Because they would get killed.
Right.
He used to walk around the yard, in this dangerous yard, by himself, pulling his hair out of his head, going, they put me in here for rape. He tried to tell anybody that would talk to him. For rape, I didn't do anything. And
was he just trying to get someone to kill him?
No. All of us know there's no possible way this guy did this. Because he would have not have been in population there. He would have been in protective custody in the annex where they keep the rape holes.
Right, right.
Away from guys like us. And we all knew it. Like, he wouldn't be talking about it.
So what did he do?
So what happened was, about another 10 months later, all of a sudden you see the newspaper. I get my newspaper delivered while I was in prison.
I'm glad the New York State Department pays for convicts.
No, they didn't pay.
No,
they did not pay that. I had people pay it for me. I had my papers delivered the whole time I was there.
Not a government expense. A Bobby Haha's personal
friends of the Haha.
Friends of the Haha. Make sure you got your news in prison. Okay.
Right. Okay. The judge ordered Clinton Dannemore to release him immediately. This guy was like 6'7", something like that, 6'8". Like I said,
I like that he grew 3 inches in 3 years.
Whatever, 6'5", 6'7", 6'8", whatever the hell he was. He was real tall and real skinny. He was in Manhattan the night of the crime with his friends drinking.
The night of the rape crime that he was accused of. Okay.
The next day he gets arrested. In the lineup, they told him to sit down.
Oh, so he looked the same height as the rest of them?
And the cop, because the cop didn't like him from the neighborhood. It's even a story. I forget the name. The story, if you look it up, it'll come up. It happened in like 92 or something like that. 92, 91, something like that. Well, during the time I was in prison. And they told the girl, oh, this guy's a known rapist, this and this and this.
Oh, they
were like edging her on.
Wow.
And then she said it was this guy. So this guy went to jail for like 2 years for not doing anything in the worst prison you could be in if you were a rapist. He's lucky he did not get killed. If he would have hit it and tried to hide that he was a rapist, right, he wouldn't have been there anyway. They would put him somewhere else. But since he was so, no one knew, everyone knew he didn't do it.
Right, you can tell you can tell a hardened criminal.
Listen, we're all hardened criminals in here, and we're looking around, and we all felt bad for this idiot. Like, you look at the kid, and you say, he was like actually pulling his hair out of his head every day. Ugh. For like 2 years, 18 months, whatever he spent in there. And then the judge ordered the prison to turn him loose immediately.
Did he get a nice big lawsuit from the city?
I don't know what he had. He had to, and the cop must have got fired or something. But just because that cop did not like him, they fixed it to where they made the girl, she didn't want, believe that, yes, this was the guy, because
witness tampering, that's what it's called.
Yeah, they tried to say, no, this was the guy. This is the guy. And even if she wasn't sure, because, you know, it's a panic situation or whatever.
Yeah,
she's like, and they never let his friends, who he was with in Manhattan that night, testify.
Sounds like he had a shit lawyer, too.
I guess he did, but do you understand? His friends were not even allowed to say that they were with him for the grand jury or anything like that. I mean, that was disgusting.
I mean, most cops do a good job, but there's like 1 to 5% of them that fuck it up for the rest.
My family, I have a lot of police officers, and who are very honest and do a good job. And I respect honest police officers. Any police officer that would do business with me years ago, I wouldn't trust in a million fucking years. Yeah. You know why?
Why?
If they'll fuck their own, what are they going to do to me?
Right.
They're scumbags. I was a Marine. I would never do anything wrong to the Marine Corps of the United States. I never stole weapons while I was in the United States. I never did anything of that nature. I held up to the highest virtue
honorable
I could.
Honorable discharge.
Oh, I was very honorably discharged. But not only that, it's just the way you hold yourself because the people you're with. How could you fuck the people that are, their life they're putting on
right.
the line for you?
Yeah, you
and you're supposed to put your life on the line for them. And you're going to sell them out to other people? Someone that will throw himself in front of you for a bullet? So to me, anytime when you get a crooked cop, they're the biggest pieces of scum on the planet.
They're up there. They're definitely up there.
Yeah, because and politicians and all these other kind of people where
kid touchers. They're up there
priest,
too.
To me, these priests.
All those
priests or school teachers.
There's a lot of scumbags around. We don't have to rank them.
Yeah, but they're pretty bad.
Crooked cops are up there.
Crooked cops, crooked judges. What about the judge that put all those kids away just so they could fill those private jails?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, out west there. Didn't you see that last year?
No.
Yeah, he was putting all these like young kids away for like stupid drug crimes, convicting them, so he could fill up the private prisons and get like a kickback from them.
Speaking of rankings, Speaking of rankings came out of the 10 most unequal cities in America. We're like the bottom 20% average income versus the top 5% average income, where there's the biggest disparity. New York was number 3. Number 1 was my hometown, Stamford, Norwalk, Bridgeport, that Fairfield County area.
Yeah. Greenwich is the big place.
I thought that was an interesting...
Well, I knew that. That's where
the big Greenwich doesn't have any poor people. They all live Bridgeport and commute. Yeah.
And that one house they just sold for $200 million out there.
Yeah, they have all those.
No, there's not all those. There's only one that they sold for $200 million right in the water there. It's the most expensive house in America this year. Somebody bought it. That's... But I know some people that lived up there. That's where the real money people go.
A couple more topics and we'll wrap this up.
What was the second city? I would say...
I forgot.
California somewhere?
No, LA was like number 10 actually.
Oh, I thought
so. I forgot what number 2 was. It was something I hadn't heard of. I don't remember.
I could probably tell you in a second. Hold on.
I just recognized...
Glendale, California.
No.
San Francisco.
It's on the computer somewhere, but I don't...
Number 1 definitely is New York because...
No, New York's 3. Connecticut's 1.
I mean, Connecticut's 1. New York's 3. And who else is... Aspen?
No.
But they don't live in Aspen, so...
Yeah.
Where do people live there?
Oh, there was a great... You'd appreciate this. South Dakota, which is rarely in the news. They had a public service campaign that was Think Before You Jerk the Wheel, that is. Because I guess during icy roads, like, jerking the wheel fucks you up. So they had a whole hashtag of don't jerk and drive. Which, of course, you know, it was alluding to masturbation. So the internet had fun with that, and now they're in trouble with the local government for making such a campaign. I like it.
Also,
don't jerk and drive, friends.
Lonely Planet put the top destinations in the United States of America for 2015... Queens was number 1 in the United States of America.
Who the fuck would go to Queens?
Oh, Queens is the number 1 destination to go to in the United States of America. They did the thing, Lonely Planet. Queens, New York is the number 1 destination to go to in this country. Give it up for Queens.
Well, I think, Bobby, it's just because JFK and LaGuardia are both in Queens. So it's just technicality.
LaGuardia is not a place you want to go to. That's like a third world airport. Come on.
LaGuardia. Well, I'm saying it's the most visited because of those two airports.
No.
Not because people hang out in Queens.
No, people visit Queens.
Who the fuck would visit Queens? We live here. Who would...
Listen, what you have in
what
Queens?
What kind of sickos...
Listen, what you got here? You got Long Island City, all the new art coming up and everything else.
Yeah, all right.
No, you have a lot of that. You got the MoMA over there and everything.
Yeah.
Now, you also have... You got your Shea Stadium, the Flushing Park...
U.S.
Open. You still got the U.S. Open, the World's Fair thing still. People still love to go see that.
It's not that much stuff, though.
But people love the Queens Botanical Gardens.
Never been there.
Because you're a schmuck.
But
Queens was the number 1 destination this year by Lonely Planet in the whole United States of America. I think somewhere South Dakota was number 2. And, or 3. Well, Wyoming. Not South Dakota.
Wyoming makes more sense.
Wyoming and what's the other place? I can't think of it, but Queens, New York is the number 1 destination because also the diversity.
And
because
the PA pod is filmed here.
And the PA podcast, of course, this is the number 1 reason.
Number 1 reason
and
to go to Queens.
And the diversity of the food. And it's cheap.
A lot of cheap, good food. That's true.
You got 167 languages spoken in Jackson Heights.
A 4-year-old was on a roller coaster and had a stroke.
Because he was speaking 167 languages.
And who the fuck puts a 4-year-old on a roller coaster? 4 years old, he's on the Scream Machine or whatever? Like, that's...
Where?
I didn't click the...
Don't you have to be a certain height or something?
apparently some sort of negligence. But that is what, maybe it was like a gigantic four-year-old, but yeah, it seems like bad parenting.
Very bad parenting. And, is he okay now, or
I mean,
major stroke or minor stroke?
I only saw the headline. You know that we don't research most of our topics very well.
Well, I do. I come here, I'm prepared.
One more topic, quick fun one before user tweets. I was quoted in the New York Post today.
Again?
First time quoted in the Post. You're picking time out in New York. This one was about a drunk holiday party. But I got quoted as a comedian and author of Russian optimism. So I got my little PR in there. I tweeted out the article. I'll retweet it on our account and all that.
They've said some good things about me in the Post.
It's good. All right, user tweets. First one, and by the way, friends, please tweet us at the PA Pod, THEPAPOD, and you too can be on the air. First one from at Ted Teddyman. This is from last week. Great content and production in the user tweets portion of cast. Really enjoyed at Nugget Woman's honesty, intelligence, and great laugh. That's Jessica. She was on the show last week.
What's her last name?
Jessica Brodkin. Remember when you canceled that we had a last minute shoe in for you? I don't know if you've met her.
I heard she did a good job, but what did she do?
She did a great job. What's that? What? She was on the show. We talked topics.
Where did she perform and everything?
She just moved here from D.C. She grew up here, just moved back.
Okay, I go down to D.C. a lot and do shows.
Yeah.
I do quite a few shows there.
She's a good friend of mine. We're thinking of putting some stuff together, some travel.
Maybe I'll even do a little something with you.
All right.
I'm good like that once in a while.
Once in a while.
Who else?
We got another Ted Teddyman. Today, I, Dwayne D., a.k.a. Ted Teddyman, create the idea of the TV show Nerd Cop in association with Ben and Mike.
That sounds pretty
good. I think I beat a cop, he beat a nerd is what he meant, right?
No, both of you would be bathroom attendants.
Yeah, I think a nerd cop could be a fun little thing.
They have that already.
Mike and I actually discussed
They actually have that already.
What, Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
No, they have all these guys on these shows, these NCIS and everything, these nerds that are computer geeks and everything and smart, it's CSIs. They got plenty of that going on now.
Yeah, but we'd be like the comedy version, not the CIS version.
That's all comedy. What are you kidding?
Another one from Teddy. Would Big Ben Comedy, that's me, be well suited for a CIA role? Do you have, quote, do you have any moral compunctions about doing torture? And this would he says, I would shrug and be like, a job's a job.
Oh, you would love to torture somebody in World of War.
Teddy goes on, Ben's CIA handler, Ben, there's no laughing during torture. I thought of a punch for a joke. No, you didn't. All right, you're right. I wouldn't want to torture people for the government.
I mean, I have tortured people.
For the government, yeah. I want to do it on my terms with my
creativity. I've tortured people. One time I tortured the wrong guy by mistake. I really felt bad about that.
Last
and I knew because I gave him some pretty bad things I did to this guy. This was many years ago. The statute of limitations is gone already on it. But I said to myself, I stopped it though.
That's good.
I usually go further. And I stopped and I said to myself, after I cut off his third finger.
Jesus.
I said, no, seriously, I said, this is not the guy. This guy would have told me anything. He was so... I seen his eyes. I said, this is not the guy. And I bandaged him up. And I said, buddy, I'm sorry. And I'll call the police in a half an hour to get you unhandcuffed from your bathroom sink.
Did at least put his fingers on ice for him? Were you a pal?
No, I wrapped him up and everything.
Okay.
And then I called the police when I was like about 15 minutes away.
Okay.
To get the guy. I felt really bad. Because I don't like abusing people that don't...
Deserve it.
The person, when they showed me the house, was so scared, they showed the house next door. And the house that I could have got the guy, the door was wide open, and he had 300 kilos of cocaine in there and cash.
That would have been a good payday.
Oh.
Motherfucker. Last week.
Ain't that a bitch?
It's a bitch. Last tweet from Ted Teddyman. My weekend is over, I have to go to bed, but I was thinking Bobby might be getting back into the saddle yet again, and it's a YouTube link to Aerosmith's Back in the Saddle.
I like Aerosmith. But I didn't have any sexual relations this week at all.
I was going to say, this is the first podcast in a year and a half that you didn't talk about your sexual exploits.
I didn't have any. And it was my birthday week. I was really feeling really lousy. I was stomach poisoning there. And then I had one good day Sunday where I took my godson and the family out to the Saks Fifth Avenue tree. And then, of course, I had to take him to the brunch downstairs. Lucky, you know, I could barely afford it. I didn't want to really commit suicide. And, no, it was nice. You know, it's nice to take the kids.
Wanted to kill myself, but it was nice.
No, I did. I'm telling you, this week, whatever happened to me, it was, like, really, really bad. And Bobby Ha, I don't get that bad. You know I'm always pretty happy, guys.
Pretty happy. I'm glad you're still alive, Bobby.
You even saw me tonight on my birthday because my friend came in.
Yeah, you're hanging
from,
around.
From Switzerland. And he had to run out last night because his grandmother, his wife's mother, couldn't take the kids to the airport in time. So he had to go meet them at a flight down south. And his wife was catching a flight later. So he had to run to Newark Airport, get on a flight to go pick up the kids and everything, and then take them back to Geneva.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're alive. I'm glad you had a good week.
Oh, yeah.
For Bobby Haha.
I want to give a big shout out to Mr. Ken Kennedy and family also.
Big shout out
there,
to
out
Ken.
Out there over in Europe.
Big shout out to Ken from Europe.
He comes to visit me every year around Christmas time. Well, they come here actually to shop, but they make sure they go out of their way to see me for my birthday, take me out for my birthday and everything. You saw the guy.
Yeah, nice guy.
Right, very nice guy.
All right.
So, now, he's down to earth, dude. He's from way down south there in New Orleans. He was on his roof for 7 days with his friend, protecting their home because their home was on a hill.
Yeah.
They didn't kill anyone, but, and the guy is good with weapons, but he did have to fire at people's legs and things to keep them from robbing his home. They couldn't sleep for almost 7 days firing at people to keep them out of the house.
For some reason, I'm not surprised that all your friends are good with weapons.
Well, most of them have served this country and served in the military and things.
All right. And things. On that note,
but wait a second.
You're not going to let us rap? What?
No. I have some other things going on here.
Whatever things.
Listen, people out there. Make sure you welcome Hanukkah Hattie over to your house this week. Even if you're not Jewish. Say hi to the guy. Give him a cookie and a cup of milk just like you give Santa Claus. What's wrong with that? Just don't give him any meat and cheese together.
What Bobby said. Poor Bobby Haha. I'm better.
And also, all your Chinese restaurants, get ready for the big run. It's almost Christmas time. There'll be a big run that night.
For Bobby Haha. I'm Ben Rosenfeld.
And I'm Mike Vecchione, because I'm getting late today or something, because I know it's a bullshit story. But, we could talk bad about Mike when he's not here.
We'll see you next week. Bye.